This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting the United Nations Security Council is expected to support new sanctions on North Korea. The sanctions are in response to its latest nuclear bomb and ballistic missile tests. A resolution drafted by the United States and introduced last Thursday calls for a total arms embargo on the North, a mandatory inspection of all cargo in and out of North Korea, and a halt to the import of any products that could be used for military purposes. The United Nations Refugee Agency is warning Europe its refugee crisis is worsening as tens of thousands of people become stranded in Greece. Henry Ridgewell has more.
Hundreds of migrants continue to arrive by the hour at the Greece-Macedonia border. Aid agencies estimate more than 8,000 people are camped at the frontier. Greek authorities are building bigger camps away from the border, but the migrants are determined to press on toward Western Europe, and the pressure is building. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says the cessation of hostilities in his country offers a glimmer of hope. In a German television interview, Mr. Assad said his government will do its part to make the truce work. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry called the next few days critical in building momentum toward a goal of de-escalating the Syrian conflict. A suspected Islamic radical appeared before the International Criminal Court Tuesday to answer charges that he helped destroy historic religious sites in the Malian city of Timbuktu. Ahmed Al-Faqi Al-Mahdi spoke only briefly during the pretrial hearing at The Hague. He is accused of organizing the destruction of 14 mausoleums and a mosque in the city. This is VOA News. It is the most important day so far in the U.S. presidential campaign. Candidates of both parties are competing in 11 states. Republican businessman Donald Trump is riding a three-state winning streak and is favored in 10 of the so-called Super Tuesday states. The key will not be how many states Trump wins, but how many or how well Ted Cruz and fellow Senator Marco Rubio do against him. For the Democrats, a CNN ORC poll released Monday shows former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is widening her national lead over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, 55-38%. Terrorist leader Osama bin Laden claimed in his will that he had about $29 million in personal wealth. He left most of it for jihad. Bin Laden ordered the 2001 al-Qaeda attacks on the United States that killed nearly 3,000 people. The United States released the will Tuesday. It is part of a cache of 113 documents seized at bin Laden's compound in Pakistan by U.S. commandos who killed him in a raid nearly 5 years ago. The former heir apparent to Zimbabwe's long-ruling president, Robert Mugabe, has launched a new political party to challenge Mr. Mugabe's nearly four-decade hold on power. Joyce Mujuru announced the formation of the Zimbabwe People First Party Tuesday at a news conference in the capital, Harare. The 60-year-old Mujuru was removed as vice president in 2014 after accusations by Mr. Mugabe's wife that she was trying to remove Mugabe from power. The U.S. Justice Department and technology company Apple sparred Tuesday over the government's demand that Apple unlock an iPhone used by one of the San Bernardino, California terrorists. FBI Director James Comey told a congressional hearing that technological advancements to keep phone information secret can also block investigators from collecting key evidence in criminal and terrorism cases. Apple's chief lawyer said the government's demand that it unlock the phone used by Syed Rizwan Farouk would, quoting now, set a dangerous precedent for government intrusion into the lives of people. North Korea says it will boycott the UN Human Rights Council and never, ever be bound by UN resolutions critical of its rights record. Foreign Minister Ri Su-yong told the council Tuesday in Geneva any resolutions against his country will only be what he says is proof of partiality and double standards. U.S. President Barack Obama and key Republican senators ended brief talks at the White House Tuesday, still failing to agree on how to fill the Supreme Court seat left vacant by the death of Justice Antonin Scalia. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.